Okay, today's daf is Erevin Taf Samach Gimel, and today we're going to talk about the halacha of Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabba, which comes up here on Samach Beis Mabeis, going over to Samach Gimel Amar Aleph. So the Gemara on Samach Beis Mabeis, just quoted whether whether the halacha is like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov or not, within a detail of a previous machlokas. The Gemara asks, Ma'ala Ruye B'makam Rabba. Right? Can you be more that b'makam rabo? Rashi ma'ala ruya tamad b'makam rabo. This was another statement that was said. Kivan de lo talya b'svara umilsa pshitahu shari. Right. This is something that is so obvious that the halacha is like Elazar ben Yaakov, because the Gemara previously said kavinaki. There's something special about the psak of Elazar ben Yaakov. That's why you can be more b'makam rabo, because it's so obvious, or not. So the Gemara, we'll get back to the end of that Rashi Be'ezras Hashem soon. But the Gemara answers, Amar le afilu biyata b'kutcha bo minei merav chizda. Even an egg in milk, they ask for a chizda, which sounds like a simple question. Kol shani de Rafuna, all the years of Rafuna. V'lo'ori, he wouldn't paskin, meaning even if something is obvious, still, one does not paskin in the makam of a Rebbe. Amar le Rav Yaakov bar Abba la'abaya, kagon megillas tainis, t'ksiva umancha. What if it's written? It's written in Megillas Tainis, which was, remember, the scroll that they weren't allowed to fast in the days of old. Rashi, Shelo Haisa Tavar Halacha Ksuva B'Yemein Afilo Osachas Chusim Megillas Tainis. This was the only scroll they had. So Ma Olaruye Ba'asre Derabe. If something is written in Megillas Tainis, so it's so obvious, you can just look it up. So could you paskin like that, Makam Rabe? Armalei Hachi Amar of Yosef, again, Afilo B'yeta B'kutcha Bo'im Minei Merav Chista Koshani Derafuna V'lo Ori. He wouldn't paskin even the most simple idea. And that's a question. The question is, if it's such a simple, and it's written, and it's clear, why wouldn't you be able to paskin b'makam rabo? Right? What is this? What's the nature of this halacha, of the iser, to be mora halacha b'makam rabo? So, that's issue number one. Why does it apply, even if it's a davar pashta? The Gemara continues, and brings it into checking a knife. One shouldn't check a knife b'makam rabo. But the Gemara says, towards the end of the sugya here on Samach Gimel Amar Aleph, Kiyai Gavna, in a case of Chilul Hashem, if somebody is doing an Aveira, do you also have to wait for your Rebbe to say something? Or could you say it yourself? Ravina Abiyasav Kamid Ravashi, Chazi Aluhu Gavra, Ravina was sitting in front of Ravashi, his Rebbe, Chazi Aluhu Gavra, the Ka'asar Lilachamre, Bitsinsa Bishapsa, he saw somebody tie their donkey to a tree on Shabbos. You're not allowed to use a tree. Hishtamshus Ben Behema. Rama Bekali started screaming at him, Aloashkachwe, and he didn't stop doing the Aveira. Amar le Levi Ahay Gavra Bishamta, let that person be excommunicated. Amar le, so now Ravina asked Ravashi, Ki Agavna Mimus Chazi Kef Kirusa. Is that Efkirus? Is that something I shouldn't have done? Amar le, Ein Chachma Vein Tfuna Vein Eitzay Neger Hashem, Chol Makam Sheish Chil Hashem, Ein Chalkin Kavol Lerav. Whenever there's a Chol Hashem involved, then there's no issue of being Choli Kavol Lerav, right? Whoever is Choli Kavol Lerav, whoever waits in that situation is wrong. The Gemara quotes other serious violations. What about is there a limit of shalosh parsos? Okay, a lot to mention here. Good. If you look at Tosfos on midbase, on Mabez and Mabez here, discusses what does it mean bi'ata b'kutcha? What does it mean the egg in milk? So if you look at Rashi and in other places, the Gemara comes up in Ksubis, on Daf Samach, and in the first parak of Sanhedrin, what is bi'ata b'kutcha? So some Rishonim say it means an egg in milk. Really, Rashi, biyata beitza la'ochla v'kutach sheish bo nesiovi techalba demilsa depshitahi. Sounds like a regular egg in milk. But Tosfos says it can't be. What's such an obvious thing? That's not even called a hora'a. So he quotes the Arach. Befarish ba'arach delav bistam beitzim airi. We're not talking about regular eggs. Regular eggs are obviously pariv, and therefore you can have them in milk. The osan ein srichin heter, the ein lecha am haaretz, shalo yada shumutaris b'chalav. There's nobody that thinks there's a problem. Ela kisha shochet es atarnagoles, ubatza ba'besim gemuros. That's the issue. You shecht a chicken, and you find the eggs inside. They hadn't been laid yet. If the egg is laid, it's for sure parv. But if it's inside the chicken, maybe it's already considered fleshik. Shemut alachal machalav. No, if they're based on gemuros, you can even eat those in milk. So that's not such a davar pashut. But it's pretty pashut, because it's already developed eggs, and that's the eggs under discussion. But Vim Tomar then Tosfos says the other way. Why are they mutter lachla mechalav? All the Rishonim deal with this problem now. If that's what the Arach says, that they're mutter to eat in milk, and that makes it not obvious. Not only is it not obvious, maybe it should be wrong. So Tosas quotes various issues, various answers to this question. Maybe it's an avelos daraisa, so we're machmer, but basar och b'chalav is drabanan, so we're meko. Rabbi Natan quotes another answer. Okay, but either way, we're going to focus on the idea. Rashi and the other Rishonim, let's say, even just an egg and milk, a davar pashit. If it's so pashit, why would that not be allowed in a makom of rabo? Good. If you look in the Chiddushi Aran in Sanhedrin and Daf Hey, he quotes two deos whether a rav can be mochel on his kavod. Can he give rishus? Can he give rishus to Paskin? So the Ran says there, Umashpel Rabbeinu David, Demashu Aser min haTorah afilu benetilas rishus aser. Even with netilas rishus, v'ilo hayamuta benetilas rishus hayalem lomar shem anato rishus, v'lo hayalem levot b'horaso, v'liyein araya. I don't think it's a raya. They knew they didn't give rishus. They knew they didn't give rishus. May Rabbi Mani. The time of the milsa. Why would it be mutter? To kiva the mishum yakra the Rebbe who, since this whole idea is about covet of Rav, matzi machol, the kaimalon, Rav shemachal kvodo, kvodo machol. Because after all, a Rebbe that's machol on his covet is machol. So how do you explain the day of Rabbeinu David that the Rebbe can't even be mochel on his covet in this regard to allow a psak of a Talmud? Or finally, the last question. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Nosei Kelim here discuss what exactly is the makar of the Rambam. The Rambam is mechalik between different types of psak. Did somebody set up a base medrash? Ezehu cholik al rabo. Who is someone who is cholik al rabo? The Gemara, the Rambam said earlier, somebody is cholik al rabo is cholik al hashchina. That's the Rambam in Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Talmud Torah Perakei. Ezehu cholik al rabo zeh shekovelo medrash v'yoshe v'dorish u'melame shelo brishas rabo v'rabo kayam v'yavavish rabo v'medina acheres. This is even in Medina Acheres, you can't set up a kfias, you can't set up an alternate base medrash. V'asal adam lahoros bifnei rabo la'olam. Just stam a psak, you can't give in front of your Rebbe, but even not in front of your Rebbe, to be koveya medrash, that is something that can't be. And then he says a little later on, aval lekvoa atzmo lahora'a, v'leshe v'lahoros l'chol shoel. Afilu hu besofa olam, v'rabo besofa olam. That is the Rambam, and again, the Mefarshim, wonder where he gets it from. What exactly is the difference between a psak ba'akroi and kfias? Right, the Rambam is b'chalik, without getting into more of the details that the Rambam discusses. And again, the other Rishonim, Bali Tosfos here and in other places, discuss three parsos, within three parsos, outside of three parsos. What exactly is the issue? So let's just get to the root of the issue. What is the problem of mor halacha b'fnei rabo? So the pashtus is, this is halacha of kavod rabo. Like the language of the Chushi Aran that we just quoted before. It's Yakra Darav. If I paskin and my Rebbe's standing there, so that's not appropriate. Right, like the Gemara says, you know, in one place, how could Talmidim and Moshe Rabbeinu dare to say something in front of Moshe Rabbeinu? You can't open your mouth. If your Rebbe's there, you shouldn't open your mouth. It's not covered a Rav. Rav Rashi here says the word chutzpah. Kiva glotalia besvara. Umilsa de pshita hishari. Odilma chutzpah. It's chutzpah. It's not appropriate. Number one. Or another idea might be the Meiri uses a lashon ksubis on Daf Samach. Hatavar karov lidei shegia. It can lead to a mistake if you're paskin makom rabo. So why would it lead to a mistake? So one might say, well, sometimes when you're near your Rebbe, you know, one might become intimidated, one might not be able to think straight because I'm just awed and in a certain trance with my Rebbe. So that might be karov lidei shegia. If you look at the language in Ksubis that the Meiri is talking about, it sounds a little different. Because the Gemara there uses the lashon of why is it not allowed to paskin makom Rebbe. Says Abaya, Amar Abaya, Ksubis Daf Samach. The fact that you can't even paskin an egg in milk, lo lishri inish b'makom rabe, lo mishum demechzi ka'afkirusa. It's not just because of afkirusa, which is chutzpah, right? It's not just because of lack of kavod harav, elo mishum de lo mistaya milsa. It's not going to work out. Lo mistaya milsa. What does that mean? Rashi. Lo mistaya milsa sheyore kahalacha. So interesting. So Rashi here says chutzpah. That's how Rashi translates afkirusa there in Ksubas Daf Samach. But lo mistaya milsa sheyore kahalacha. He's not going to be passing halacha. What does that sound like? It sounds like he's not going to have the siyata deshmaya imsak that a posik has. That's a separate topic of siyata deshmaya imsak. The Minchas Asher talks about this a little bit in the Hakdamas and the Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Hakdamah to the Igris Moshe. But that's lo istaya milsa. If you look in the Tosfos Rid right here on the Daf, he says afilu achim akam rabbi lo mistaya milsa ubiyahi shaita I alma mine. it's going to be taken away from you. There's a special siyata d'shmaya that a posek has when he paskins correctly and in the appropriate context and setting. And if somebody paskins b'makom rabo, so then, you know, it's a more metaphysical problem that you're going to have. Hadavar yavo lidei shkia. It could be because you didn't have cover for your rav, and that's why, you know, this might happen. But either way, that's number two. Or it could be based on a third idea. Again, number one, lack of cover to rav. Number two, some type of mistake that might be made, either practically the intimidation factor, or in terms of lack of siyata d'shmaya that you might have. But there might be a third idea. A third idea of kavod hamesorah. Might be kavod hamesorah. And that is, if somebody does not recognize the chain of Mesorah from Rebbe to Talmud, that's a problem. And maybe when one paskins v'makom rabo, in a time when you get a place when you could go back to an earlier source, you could go back to a generation closer to Har Sinai, so then that's something that's the problem of Mor Halacha b'Fnei Rabo. And this is something that's basically said by Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in the Sichas Musar in Maimer Samach Aleph. Achei nira she'ein chomer ha'avon shal Mor Halacha b'Fnei Rabo mishum ha'pekiyah b'kavod Rabo. It's not just based on b'kavod Rabo. So we might say, why not? Because that might be, why shouldn't you be able to be mochel, according to Rabbeinu David in the Chiddush Yaran. Shari Amar Chazal. And then he says, the quotes our Gemara, called Emosiv Mila Kame Rabe, if you answer, Ozulush Obolovlad. Right, you're gonna not gonna have any kids, right? And the raya is from Yeshua ben Nun, right? Hare Mashamar Yeshua Adonim Moshe Klaim. When Moshe Rabbein and Yeshua ben Nun said he was upset that they were prophesizing that Moshe was gonna die and he was gonna go in. Lo Amar Lamachmas Kinas Kvod Rambo. Yeshua ben Nun Dafka said that for his the kina for that he had for his Rebbe. V'yafapike Nechshamor Alacha Befnei Rambo. V'nena Shakach. Right there, he was Dafka doing it for Kavod Rabo, and he was still violated. So how could you say that it's because of Kavod Rabo where he was doing it for Kavod Rabo? So says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, V'nira Bibir Ho'inyan, it must be a different idea here. It's not just about Kavod Rabo, but a deeper idea, and I would call it Kavod of the Mesorah. Mishum ka chomer hu oncho shel amor alacha b'fnei rabo. She'eno mishum kavod rav bilvad. Ela shu mevatel es malas hazakenim sheish l'klal Yisrael. He's mevatel the mala of zakenim, the concept of elders, the concept of one step closer in the Mesorah. She'rak she'isol nishmam l'zakenim, nechshav sheish lam zakenim. Aval shekol achan mora halacha la'asma, when somebody just paskins for themselves in a place where you could ask the Rebbe, batal koach hashpas harav, v'yalkin ma'abdin klal Yisrael hazakenim. And therefore, that's the root of the problem. Lachain ain't the Rav Limcho, and that's why, like the Chiddush Yaran said, the Rav shouldn't even be Mochel. Not only can't, but shouldn't, because it's not his to be Mochel, it's about the covet of the Mesorah. And Rav Chaim Shmulevitz quotes a Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah, Paragid Aleph, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Nimshalu Yisrael La'of. Bnei Yisrael are compared to birds. Ma'of, Eino Pareach Belo Kenafayim. Just like birds cannot fly without wings. Kach Yisrael Einam Yechol Masos Klum Chutz Mizaknehem. Our wings are our Rebbeim. And Ubebir Hadvarim Nira. And he explains Shabalomar Shiavav Yishumosa Olam Yechol Masos Es Kol Mashi Mosim Belo Zakenim. Other nations could just do whatever they want. Yisrael Einam Came She'ein Yechol Masos Klum Belo Zakenim. We can't live life without asking our Rabbanim. Think about what other religion has that. You can't live life. You have to go and ask every type of question. Just like a bird cannot exist or do anything, accomplish anything without wings. Even though other animals could exist without wings, but a bird without wings is not going to last too long. Nimsa Shemala Soshua Kanafayim Hu Etzem Kiyumo. The wings are his essence and existence. Kaka Binyanenu. Umos Olam is Kaimim below Zakenim. Other nations don't need Zakenim. But we have the mile of Zakenim. If we don't have Zakenim, so then we won't be able to function and be who we need to be. So again, that's Rav Chaim Shmulevitz's third idea of the idea behind Kavod Rabo. Eino rak machmas kvod harav kishalatzmo, ela gam hu ikaro mishum hapegia goremes labitul koach hashpoz harav b'Yisrael. Shekshi Yisrael einem shomrim v'nisroim b'kavod chachmim v'zakneyem, hari zekilu ein lam chacham v'zakneyem klal. You lose the idea of Misora. Shekol malas kiyumam hu ach v'rak kishenishmoim lahem v'nisroim b'chvodam. So that is a third idea related to paskening b'makom rabo. Again, number one, a lack of kavod for the Rebbe. Number two, a possible mistake made, either because of the intimidation of being near your Rebbe, or the siyata d'shmaya that Hashem is not going to give you to paskin correctly. And number three, kavod haTorah and kavod haMesorah. And now we could go back to some of the nafkaminas and discuss them. Number one, Efshar Limchol. Could a Rebbe be mochel on his kavod and allow a Talmud to paskin? So again, if it's about kavod harav, his personal kavod, then yeah, of course, he can be mochel on his kavod. He can allow anybody to paskin. But if it's about mistake, that's up in the air. That's not sure, because once he's mochel, maybe he will have the siyata d'shmaya. But if it's about kavod of recognizing the chain of Misora, and if you have the opportunity to go to an earlier chain, earlier link in the chain, maybe you should, so then maybe he cannot be mochel that. What about Rashi Shita? Obvious questions. An egg in milk. So Tosfos quoted the Arach, no, that can't be what the pshat of the Gemara is. But Rashi seems to say, yeah, even obvious questions. So again, if it's a question of kavod harav, is that really a lack of kavod harav? If somebody asks me, am I allowed to drive on Shabbos? It's not kavod harav, if I have to answer that question. Probably is. Siyata d'shmaya, maybe even obvious questions. We know there are some examples sometimes of people forgetting obvious things. And if it's kavod haMesorah, that also, again, might require me to go back. What about Kfius versus Akroi? Setting up a base medrash, an alternate base medrash, versus just answering a question. So again, this might hinge on the kavod harav issue. It's much worse. It's much of more of a violation of a personal affront to the Rebbe to set up an alternate base medrash than to just answer a question on the fly. So again, that Rambam, that's machalik between Keva and Akroi, might be based on that. What about La'afrushe Me'isura? The Gemara says that if somebody's about to do an Aveira, even if my Rebbe is standing there, if he's not saying anything, I have to say something. Right? Ein chol kan kavod harav, makom she'ishchol Hashem. So how does this fit? So everybody agrees to that halacha. But maybe the mechanics, how it works, would be different in each of these. If it's about kavod harav, so then you could just say it's an external factor. You have to give kavod to your Rebbe. But here's about kavod to Hashem. Kavod to Hashem trumps kavod to your Rebbe. And therefore, kavod Hashem works. But if it's about the third approach that we mentioned, that it's kavod haMesorah and kavod of recognizing the chain, so maybe it's not an external factor, but it's all, as my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig always likes to say, it's an internal adjustment of factors. And that is from within. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to appreciate the world of halacha, and the world of halacha has to do with Misora, and the world of halacha has to do with also Chil Hashem. And therefore, if there's a Chil Hashem involved, then that's a greater covet that one has to have in order to make the Kiddush Hashem overriding in this respect. Within that issue of Lafrusha Meisura is an interesting discussion in the Achronim. The Gemara tells us in Brachas that there was a machlokas between Eli and Shmuel. Eli and Shmuel. Right? This is not in the Psukim, but the Gemara adds in this conversation to the Psukim. The Gemara says, Laman Aleph Mabez in Brachas, right, that Chana says to Eli, I daven for this kid. What do you mean for this kid? What was she emphasizing? So the Gemara says, because Eli had said that Shmuel was Chayim Misa, and he was going to die, and Chana, I'll give you another kid. And Chana says, no, I want this kid. I don't want him to die, and I'm daven for another one. No. What was the issue? Why was he Chayim Misa? So the Gemara says, Amar Belazar, Shmuel Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabo Haya. Shmuel Paskin in front of Eli. What do you mean? What do you say? Shenemar, what does the Pasuk say? It just talks about karbanos. Shenemar, vayishchatu esapar, vayaviyu eshanar el Eli. They shechted the cow and they brought the na'ar Shmuel to Eli. Mishum to vayishchatu esapar, vayaviyu anar el Eli. What does that mean? What does the cow have to do with bringing the Shmuel? Ela amar lehen Eli, kiru kohen v'leisi v'lishcha. No, there's conversations that wasn't in the text. Eli said, go find the kohen. We have to do shechitas a karban. Chazinu l'shmuel. Who happened to be a Levi? Tavi Mahadri Basar Kohen Lemishchat. Shmuel saw they were searching and looking for a Kohen to do the Shechita. And he says to them, the halacha is Shechita's Kshir Bazar. Yisrael's allowed to do the Shechita. What are you looking for a Kohen for? Lamalu Lachur Eladri Basar Kohen Lemishchat. Shechita Bazar Kshira. So they brought him in front of Eli, and Eli says, you're right. But you're more halacha b'fnei Rabcha. So you're Chayim Misa. Minalachaha. He quotes the drasha, "Mikabala ve'elech mitzvos kuna." Shkidik shir bazar. Amar lei meimer shaper ka amris. You're right. Biu mor alacha b'fnei rabcha. Kolamor b'fnei rabcha emisa. So I'll give Chana another baby. Chana says, "What are you talking about? I want this baby. Leave him alone." Anar zes balalti. So okay, what were they arguing about? So the Rashash here says, we've quoted this in other contexts. Maybe they were arguing about who the lachachila is.
even though we know Yisrael is a lot of shecht, is there a lachachila for the Yisrael to shecht, or is the Kohen lachachila to make it into an avoda? And there are tzadim, there are sources on both sides. Is it better for the Yisrael? That's the only thing the Yisrael could do, so let him at least shecht the carbon. Or do we say, no, at least the Kohen should do it. Give the shechita more chashivas of an avoda. Okay, that's one discussion. But, ask the Chassam Sofer in a tshuva, ask the Chassam Sofer, why was it even mora halacha b'fnei rabo? We know the Kohanim, some of their begadim were shatnas. Were shatnas, and they were kilai begadim. They were allowed to wear it because they were doing a mitzvah zaseh. But we know that generally asi dechalos zaseh is only if you don't have a choice. If you have to do the aveira in order to do the aseh, so then you say asi dechalos zaseh. But if you have a choice, so then it's better to do the aseh where it would not fall any of the los zaseh. So here, if a Yisrael does the shechita, then he doesn't have to wear the big dighuna. So maybe that's what Shmuel was saying. Shmuel was saying, what are you getting a Kohen for? And then he's going to have to put on shatnis in order to do the mitzvah and to do the shechita, just get a Yisrael. And therefore it's afrusha me'isura, and therefore it wouldn't be a mor halacha b'fnei rabo. That's the question of the Chassam Sofer. Why was this considered a mor halacha b'fnei rabo? It wasn't this afrusha me'isura, like in our Gemara says. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Tshuva, the Shelas Yavit, says, maybe he didn't say it in that way, maybe he didn't ask properly, he just said it. We know that the Shulchan Aruch says, even if I'm going to argue on my father and I'm allowed to, I have to say it in a Derech She'ela. Isn't this true? Didn't you teach me v'chulu? But the Chassam Sofer himself says, no. What do you mean they were looking for a Kohen? There wasn't a Kohen in the Mishkan? That's where the Kohanim live. What do you mean they were searching Laduri Basar Kohen? It must be they were looking for a Kohen who had already had the Begadim on. So you wouldn't have to violate. That's what they were doing. They were looking for a Kohen who already had the Begadim on. Madure achar kohen shekvar avad avoda acheres umelubash bebigdei kohen shalkalayim lutzarchos avoda ubetoch bebigdei kohen shalkalayim ubetoch shir she is pshita velevisha yishchodapar velo machaim shem she is kalayim. So that's why they were already trying to do it in a way that there was no avera. Another way, some achronim, if you look at the Masifta, there's 10 different answers to this question. But another one is maybe they were arguing about how do you get asi dochalos asay. From the Rambam Raivin Machlokas at the end of Hilchas Kilayim, whether it's Hutcher or Dechuya, whether Lo Sase disappears totally or not, maybe that was the Machlokas, Eli and Shmuel. Either way, Halacha L'maisa, does this apply Bizman Hazeh? So many say that it does not, because we don't paskin really even from Rebbeim nowadays. We paskin from Svarim. Maybe, the Pische Tshuva says in Yaradeya, maybe if somebody paskins without looking in the Sefer, maybe that's more halacha b'fnei rabo. Because all of our Svarim are our Rebbeim, and therefore somebody has to make sure they look in the Sefer before they paskin. Okay, either way, this is the Sugya here on Erev and Sama Gimel. Mora halacha b'fnei rabo. Three ideas behind that halacha.